Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Well, welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, technical difficulties right off the bat. I'm using my cell phone to call into the studio. So if I sound a little muffled or whatever, that's what happens. Who knows? Anywho, I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only happiness specialist. I want to thank you for listening. You know, I don't know how this show is growing, but it's growing every week, more listeners every week. It's growing organically because Lord knows I do not. I am not a marketer, but welcome to the show. And Reality Spirituality, who is this Rebecca Norrington? Reality Spirituality, what I do is share with you what I've learned, about how to navigate, how to travel on this journey we call life, and just be happy. And that happiness is the same as, I use the word happy, some people prefer other words. The label is important. It's the vibration. It's the feeling. It's the feeling of peace, regardless of what's happening and regardless of what isn't happening. It's the feeling of contentment. It's the feeling of being relaxed. It's the feeling of knowing that everything is happening for a reason. Everything is, the universe is here to serve you. The universe is here to show you and teach you, maybe, you know, that's another story too, lessons about really the truth, the purpose. Why are we here? What are we doing here? And what are we, quote unquote, supposed to be doing? Now, today's topic, before I get into today's topic, I just want to share a few things, especially for the new listeners. When I say happiness, let me just give you my definition. My definition of happiness is being able to be, to feel peaceful regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is a practiced skill, just like any other skill, from writing to speaking to being a musician, a singer, an actor, a doctor, a gardener, a CPA. It is a practiced skill, and Your vibration, your peace, comes from what you practice. And the more you practice, the more peace, the more contentment, the more happiness, it becomes your identity. It becomes who you are. And this topic about money is such a, it's such a big topic because It is the most advertised. I'm going to say it's the most advertised. It is the carrot. You know, I go on these sites, I look at these sites, and people say, talk about more abundance, manifesting money, manifesting or having money. And I've heard a lot. I've heard this, that money equals freedom. The more money you have, the more free you can be. There's no schedule. I mean, look at, I'm just going to throw this out. I know this is way out there, but I'm throwing out one of the most famous families, the Kardashians. I mean, they don't have to work. I mean, their work is what they do, but they have enough money not to work. So I've heard that money equals freedom, freedom from not working, freedom from, or make your, allow your money, or allow your money to work for you. And I really, really want to get into this digesting, get into dissecting, not digesting, get into dissecting this energy of having money or not having money. Because I see what's out there in the seminars. They are advertised to touch that button, that nerve, that programming, that having money can be an answer to your problems, having a lot of money. But when you look at the evidence, you look at the evidence in this world, you look at the people that have all the money, guess what? They still have to navigate through their problems, through their challenges. And you see it. You see it from the and you know how you can tell if somebody is at peace and somebody is not. It's very, very simple. What angers them? What are their buttons? What is the underlining? What really bothers them? What irritates them? And people that prioritize and have peace, the anger, the irritation, the being bothered is less and less and less. And it depends on your practice. When you choose to prioritize having peace, that means you will be peaceful having money or not having money. Now, let me really get into more specifics here because this topic is so... Oh, it's just so universal. Well, let me say it's universal in the Western world, because I'm telling you right here, you go into some third world countries, and the people that are here, you know, hunting and fishing just for a living, or the people that you're hunting and fishing for a living, you throw them, you know, you give them a $100 bill, and you're telling them that this paper is valuable. They're going to look at you like you're crazy. A piece of paper is valuable. Valuable to what? Now, let me really break it down. And, of course, this show is about what I've learned and having money and or not having money, and the trap that I can get into thinking that money is going to solve any of my problems. Money is going to solve a problem for me. Now, Let me really, really, if I'm late on my utilities bills, or if I don't have money for my utility bills, and somebody gifts me $100 and now my utility bills are paid, that does solve a problem. But that still doesn't affect whether or not I am feeling or vibrating peace. Whether I have money for my utility bills or I don't, has nothing to do with the peace that I'm talking about. This peace, this contentment, this vibration of satisfaction has nothing to do with numbers or money or circumstances. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear it. But there are people with absolutely nothing, homeless people living on the street that can vibrate, that vibrate peace, that vibrate more peace than the person that can, that has all the money in the world. That vibration of peace has nothing to do with how much money you do or you do not have. I know, that's a hard one, But just look out at the world with these people that have it all, and I'm using air quotes, have it all. You've heard money doesn't buy happiness. Well, that comes from people that have money and they're still looking for happiness. So what I want to share with you, my dear audience, is just clarity, because it is 2020, clarity about what money is and what money isn't. And you know the interesting thing, this topic of money, it has the most, and I'm going to get to the people in the queue right now. If you want to speak with me or contribute to the show, just press the number one. But this is the most people I've had. I mean, I've only had three shows in the new year, but this is the most people I've had in the queue. This topic of money is fire. Is a topic everybody, not everybody, but especially in the Western world, I'm just going to say the U.S., it is a concern. It is a constant thought. Do I have enough? Do I don't have enough? Including myself. But it is the carrot, that the carrot of having money and not having money is what I want to address. Let me say something about numbers. Oh, let me see. Does anybody want to speak with me? Just press the number one. I had one person press the number one, and then they changed their mind. Okay, that's all right. What I want to share is having money or not having money is not an answer to or is not a path to having or feeling or being at peace. This is something that I've just discovered. You know, we talk about money and money equals freedom. Now, what about the people that have all the money in the world and they don't have to work? They have a schedule and their schedule is as free. I mean, let's just take Oprah. Does she ever have to work? She works because she wants to work or is inspired to work. But does she really have to work? And the answer, you know, I'm going to scratch that because I really don't even know that answer. But you know what I'm talking about. The freedom to, she can jet all over the world at any time if she wants. So having that freedom to do whatever you want is one thing. But having that vibration of peace, regardless of how much money you do or have or don't have, is something else. And this just came to me a couple of days ago. I have my number one and only son visiting me. And he comes to visit, you know, a few times out of the year. I'm in Oregon. He lives in New York. And the interesting thing is every time he's visited, from even when I was living in California to living here in Oregon, he's always stayed with me. There's always been a spare room. There's always been his room. He's always stayed with me. And the last time, in fact, he was just here a couple of weeks ago. And the last time he was here, you know, we have an open communication where what he says and what I say, you know, we always talk about this is an impersonal universe. And regardless of our perspective, and what we say to each other or how we communicate to each other, it's never on a personal level. What I say is not personal. This is an impersonal world. So when I invited him to come back and visit again, this is the second time in a month, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to pay for a hotel room for you. It happens to be the nicest hotel in the town. I mean, this is a very small town. Great hotel, bed and breakfast, brand new, jacuzzi, pool with all the amenities. And the reason why, I'm telling a story, but there was a reason why, and it had nothing to do with my son. It had something to do with, and I know this is a story, but it had something to do with the peace that I wanted to experience in the house, in this treehouse, I call it a treehouse, by myself. You know, I don't care how much you love somebody or how much you're connected or how much you how much you get along, there is, and I'm only speaking for myself, there is a sense of peace when I'm in the house by myself, meaning I can dress anyway. I mean, if you can imagine, you have a son, you know, you gotta wear the undergarments. You can't just flop around when you have a son in the house. Well, you can, but I prefer not to. But then, and then, what if? I mean, I don't even have to go into an explanation. The reason is, I want to feel at peace while he's visiting. And one of the things, and this is the first time we've ever done this, this is a live experiment just happening. And one of the things that I feel peaceful is to be able to float around and have the freedom to go and come and do whatever I want to do in the house. And guess what? He has the freedom to do whatever he wants to do, to get up. You know, one of the things he says, he's a light sleeper. So if I get up earlier and I'm in the kitchen washing dishes or doing whatever I do, he's listening. He can hear it. So he can hear it, and it wakes him up. So now that I know that, I'm in my own house having to be quiet, having to pay attention to someone else, having to compromise whether or not I want to have music when I wake up in the morning, if I want to blast the music. So this is what I'm saying. I used my money to buy peace for this visit. This is a different perspective on what money can buy. If money can't buy happiness, and we know that it can't, because you see it out there evidenced in the world, if money can't buy happiness, what can money buy? I'm raising my hand. This is revolutionary. Money can buy peace. Now, I don't know how close or how, you know, people in the families or your best friend or their feelings might get hurt saying, well, stay in a hotel. And I'm advocating, hey, you want to use your money for peace? There's a suggestion. There's a different perspective. And if there is anybody in your life that says, I love you, or claims to love you, and they're going to get their feelings hurt because you're staying in a hotel when you come to visit, I'm saying shake it up, do something different, because if peace and if happiness and contentment is important to you, spend all the money you need to get it. Hold on a second. I have a few people that want to speak to me in the queue. Hold on just a second. Okay, let's see. I have a few people here. This is area code 216. What is your first name? You're live on Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening. What's your first name?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia, welcome to the show, Patricia.
Thank you. I was just listening in, first-time caller. I just want to know, you're talking about the, I guess, energy of money and, or along those lines, will you be doing any type of readings or, I don't know, are you Akashic?
Let me ask you, because people call in and ask for readings all the time. So let me ask you a question. What would you like to know, Patricia? What would you like to know?
Well, I've just last few years of where I'm currently living, and I've been experiencing lots of karma, toxic energy of a place, and probably, yes, some of my own karma, and the difficulty of me just, you know, getting money, just like a one of these bridge jobs while I work on you know, my doing my, you know, getting this experience in my life's mission as a writer, excuse me, to get gain more experience as I build up my freelance writing, speaker, and just I'm not, and it's always been really difficult here as I'm moving with this change in my life of me just obtaining money. And I mean, the little jobs that I did have were these menial jobs through a Minuteman. And yes, I'm constantly, you know, working on myself, doing it now. So I need to find out if ancestral wounds that could be affecting this karma, which I'm working on now. You know,
Let me say something. Let me stop you right now and just say something, okay? Because I can feel your energy, and let me just be very. This is a show that's just. This is a show. I'm a person that goes right to the heart of the matter. One thing I feel from you is I don't feel any lightness. Absolutely zero. There's no lightness, and when I say that, I mean. You're feeling to me, you know, a serious energy, a heavy energy, worried energy, and thinking that money is going to solve any problems. That's either money is going to solve problems in your life. Am I right or am I off?
Well, it'll give me a lot of choices to make, and it'll make me, and with some of those choices, yes, a lot of the stress will be relieved because I'm dealing with health matter and I wanted to obtain the services of a naturopathic doctor and those services. So, yes, it will make me a hell of a lot happier to be able to afford that. And then eventually city and state.
Let me say this, Patricia. Let me just jump in and say this because I know exactly what you're talking about, and this is going to be a hard one to accept. It really is going to be a hard one to accept. But I'm saying it with as much love as possible. I really am. But I want to say this that. How you are feeling in this present moment and the stories that we tell ourselves that I will feel better in a future moment if A, B, or C happens, what I'm here to say is that it is the practice of having a vibration of satisfaction in the present moment. This waiting to feel good or thinking that you will feel good if A, B, or C happen is just an illusion and it's not true. Trust me that the practice is not to wait for a future moment to feel peace or not to wait for a future moment to feel the vibration of satisfaction. That's the practice. And the universe, whatever you want to use the term universe or God, spirit, energy, it doesn't matter what term you use. There is a reason for everything you are experiencing and going through. Now, one of the things about the universe and this experience, a lot of times it doesn't feel good. It feels horrible. But the feeling, the suffering, and I use that word, air quote, suffering, the suffering is coming from the story that you are telling yourself about feeling a certain way or not feeling a certain way because of money. And I'm going to throw this out too. I know this is blasphemy. I know this is something that a lot of people don't say is, but I am not into this bad karma from another lifetime. I know that people believe that, and the attachments to that belief of bad karma or something has happened because you did A, B, or C, or D, I personally don't buy into that, because believing that for me is now I've got to do something because I've, you know, I've done something bad in a past lifetime. I'm not saying there weren't any past lifetimes, but I'm saying the bad karma that you're bringing into this world, whatever you are experiencing now, can you find, this is my question to you, can you find anything good about the experience or the circumstances you are in right now? Can you find anything good or anything that is benefiting you with these circumstances? And that's either going to be a yes or a no.
Yes.
You can?
Yeah, I am grateful for my life and for what I do have.
Wow, you just gave me chills all over my body, because do you know how special you are? Do you know how special you are? And I'm telling you why, because 98% of the population, if I asked that question, they would say, no, I can't find anything good about my circumstances. Do you realize that, Patricia, how different and special you are? Do you realize that?
Yes, I am realizing.
Yes. Yes. I mean, my body is chilling up, and even your energy had a little bit of a shift there, but I'm here to tell you that our ego, your ego focuses on what's wrong. And I'm here to tell you that there is nothing wrong that you are experiencing. It's my new mantra for 2020. There's nothing wrong ever. There's everything. There's an order. There's a reason. I'm not going to pretend to know what it is. I don't even agree with the universe. I wish I could change my circumstances myself. However, what you just said about finding something good, that is the focus. Not on what your ego tells you, gives you the story about what's wrong, but focus on what's right, but focus on what's universal. You just said it. Gratitude. I mean, your energy shift, it's an energy shift, and that ego can tell a story after story after story, and every single story that the ego authors is a story that's negative, bad news, don't feel good. So I'm here to share with you, just shift your perspective and focus on what you do have, as opposed to, quote, what you don't have.
All right.
There is a reason for your circumstances, as uncomfortable as it is. And sweetheart, honey, my dear audience friend, listen, if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, trust me, they throw everything at me. They throw everything at me, and my job and my responsibility is to navigate with trust, surrendering, knowing that everything, there is a reason for it, knowing that there are no mistakes, there is nothing wrong, and then I am at peace. And when you start practicing, I am at peace with this moment, I accept this moment, I know this moment is for my betterment. When you practice that, every single moment of every day, you will shift, your energy will shift, and things will shift.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You're welcome. Wow, what a great call. What a great call, and what a great topic. I have another person. Let's see. Area code 202. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name?
Hi, my name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Thanks. So I wanted your input on something.
Sure.
It's about money, I guess. So a couple months ago, I was laid off of work, and then I decided I'm using some of my savings, and I've taken about 2 months just to focus on a small business I wanted to do. And
uh-huh.
So now I'm ready to do like my website and stuff, but I just feel like giving up because so many other people do what I want to do. And I feel like, why would anybody choose my services when they can just choose theirs?
Oh,
and I just, I just feel like, I know it's negative thinking, but it's true, right?
Well, let me, you know, I'm not going to say it's negative thinking. This is, and you know, this is really interesting. This is really, really interesting. What a great dilemma. What a great question. What a great topic. Thank you for sharing too, because I'm telling you, the people that call in and share their life stories or their quote unquote dilemmas or challenges, trust me, we all are experiencing the same type of things. You're talking for thousands of people, Jackie. And so let me give you my perspective. Let me give you my perspective. You said that you wanted to start focusing on a small business, and then you started looking and finding that there are a lot of people that are doing the same thing that you're doing. And then your question was, why would anybody choose you over someone else? In other words, why would they come to you? Am I right? Am I right with understanding
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just dissect this a little bit, because it goes back to what I talked about earlier about the stories that we tell ourselves, or not we tell ourselves, the stories that our ego tells us. So my question to you is, are you really passionate and or inspired by starting your small business? It's either a yes or no, either, because sometimes this is what happens. Sometimes we can get inspired. I mean, gung ho, I'm all in it. Yes, I'm all in. You buy supplies, you buy products, you do all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm not inspired anymore. And what is that? Right. And then you come up with the ego comes up with a story that says, well, other people are doing it. Why would I want to? Why would anybody come with me? So you come with a story. But the truth of the matter is, you are inspired and you are energized. But maybe on day one, you're inspired and energized. And maybe on day five, you're not. So I just want to make you aware of the story. Now, the other thing is comparing ourselves to other people. Honey, do you know how many people there are speaking, having workshops and seminars all over the world? Do you know how many people do that?
Yeah, I did think about that also.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I would visualize myself doing. Workshops, seminars all over the globe, traveling all over with my little weekend workshops.
Yeah.
But there was not one time that I said, well, you know, 100 people, thousands of people are doing it, and I don't want to do it. And I'll tell you why. Because you, my dear Jackie, you are unique, and what your business would be or not be is unique to you. It's comparing, you know, you look out into the sky and you're comparing stars. So what you would bring would be unique to you. And so it's really not about comparing yourself to others. It's about, are you really inspired to do this or not?
Mm-hmm. I think I was more inspired when I was working, and I was like, wow, I wish I could stay at home and do my own thing. And I was so excited. And then now that I'm staying home, I'm like, I guess I got lazy and forgot about the traffic and how awful it is working, you know, for horrible bosses and coworkers. So I'm sure that had to do with it.
Well, I'm gonna throw this at you again, and I'm throwing it at you with love. That's another story.
Yeah.
See, all stories are suspect. And what I say and what I like to practice is, if I'm feeling it, fine. If I'm not feeling it, that's fine too. So it's really about what you're feeling, but the story. And don't you realize that the stories – always make us feel bad about ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's
always,
true.
Always making you feel bad about you, making a decision. Now you're lazy. You use that word lazy. Let me throw this word out at you, because I had that label of lazy. Not only did my parents label me lazy, but as soon as I got out of the house, I labeled myself lazy. Oh, my God, I'm so lazy. And let me tell you something, my dear Jackie. This lazy thing, I have embraced it, because out there in nature, you see those animals out in nature. I mean, they're doing what they're lazy. Lazy is good. Lazy is good. Lazy is, there's nothing wrong with being lazy. Lazy is a natural state, because lazy is, I do what I want to do when I'm inspired to do it, and not one moment sooner.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to hear any
of
that, huh? You do?
No, I understand. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So what I would say is, when you are inspired, just know that your inspiration changes. You know, we are creatures that are curious, and one day we might be curious and all in on one thing, and another thing we're curious and all in on another. And so, but the world teaches us and shares with us that you got to stick with one thing. But what if you're inspired to start something, and you're just an inspired starter, and you're inspired to start a lot of different things? What is that? It's called someone who is so interested in so many things in the world. Who says you have to do one particular thing? Who says you can't jump from A to B to C to D? But see, the ego will tell you there's something wrong with that, leapfrogging from one job or one inspiration to another, or one project to another. There's something wrong with you. You can't stick with one thing. What if I'm not that personality type that gets bored with one thing?
Well, yeah, I think it's okay to jump from thing to thing, but the main thing is, a lot of people, well, just like myself, don't have skill. Like I don't really have a lot of things that I'm good at that I could jump from thing to thing to thing.
Another story that makes you feel bad. You don't have a lot of things to feel good about that I jumped at. Well, I'm here to tell you that you have more gifts than you even realize. But your ego is not going. The ego is not going to. Is not going to expose those. In fact, the ego is going to say that you're limited and you don't have that many gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I'll give you a gift. Well, number one, you're open. You're open. You called this show. I mean, who calls reality spirituality? Who calls this show? come on. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who the hell am I? Right?
Yeah.
So see, this, know that the gifts that you have, you may not know all of them at this particular time, but know that you are riddled with gifts. Even the gift of listening and being open to different perspectives and possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling the first caller, that's a gift. But see, we don't get acknowledged for these small things, being open and curious and wanting to, and really going inside and reflecting inside and doing the work. I mean, what kind of spiritual work have you done?
Myself?
Yeah.
Spiritual work? None.
None. Isn't that great? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
When I say that, I say that with a little joking, is that the gifts that you have, you have no idea all of your gifts yet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just hopefully I'll find out, what they are soon enough. Well, yeah, I guess it could happen anytime.
Yeah, and then there's another thing about this patience. You know, the ego is very impatient.
Mm-hmm.
Very impatient. The ego wants results. It wants results. It wants to feel something. It wants something right now, right now, right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want to share with you is there is a programming of how things should look, how things should be. That is a programming. And what I'm here to say is that recognize the programming and the stories that you are wrapped up in, and know that these are just the stories. Let me say this: the stories, 99% are not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what are you going to do? How are you going to proceed?
I think I'm just
gonna go ahead.
Finish it. Just do it and see what happens.
Okay. And I want to share this and let go of having an attachment to an outcome, and trust and let go and trust and know that wherever you are is where you are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have someone else. Wherever you are, however it looks is where you're supposed to be. And be easier on yourself, easier
mm-hmm.
on yourself with this journey. How old are you?
Yeah. 39.
Yeah, be easy, honey. Be easy. See, at 39, there's a concept of where I should be, what I should be doing, how much I should be making, how I should be feeling. But in reality, it is the programming. It is the programming and the attachments to the program that really makes us feel bad about self.
Yeah. And I always see my high school friends on social media, just bought my second house, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, Jesus, I'm like really behind.
Oh, that's so good. Now you're making me chill up again. Okay, so that looking at and comparing yourself to other people. You know, I used to compare myself to Oprah. How come she has everything? How come she's got all this money and all this? And I'm telling you right now, it's not what people have; it's what they vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's what you're vibrating. I mean, meaning, how are you feeling? You know, my favorite quote is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It's really about what you are vibrating. They have all this stuff. They're doing all this stuff. They're traveling. They have 3 houses. They have 10 houses. They have, 10 cars. They have all this money. But are they at peace? I mean, this is a question to you. What is your priority? Is your priority being content, peaceful, satisfied, or is your priority obtaining things? Because the obtaining things, why people are obtaining things, is to feel a certain way, to feel good, or
mm-hmm.
to feel complete. And I'm here to tell you that that's not the answer, to feel a certain way because you have something or you can purchase something. You see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All these
yeah.
people with all the money, and they're angry and they're miserable and they cause fights and what?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there's anything not having money. I'm saying that money isn't the answer to a feeling that you are seeking.
Well, yeah, it's just like I don't know if you ever heard the saying Jim Carrey. I hope everybody could get rich and famous and have
okay,
everything they dreamed of, so they would know it is not the answer.
I'm losing you. No, I lost you on the first part. What, no, say that again.
Jim Carrey, you know who that is, the actor.
Yeah.
So he says, his saying is, I wish everybody could get rich and famous and have everything they ever dreamed of so they could know that's not the answer.
Ah, you're giving me chills.
So
and
I
see, that is the
that.
And that is the truth. And let me say something
mm-hmm.
about Jim Carrey, because I know I've read a couple things about him. You know the interesting thing about him, because he talks a lot, and he one of his favorite writers is Eckhart Tolle, and you know he does this Zen thing and all that. You know, I used to think that wow, you know, Jim Carrey is really with it, and what he just said is gold. He's absolutely
mm-hmm.
right. He's gold. But underneath all that, I mean, the guy has a lot. The guy has a lot of unrest and lack of peace, because there's
yeah.
a lot of hate that he spews out. A lot of hate. But he's absolutely right. You have everything you want, but it's the lack of peace.
Mm-hmm.
This years ago, I read his tweets. I've read what he's written. Lack of peace. So what is
mm-hmm.
important?
Yeah, to be happy.
I love, say that again, what Jim Carrey said, and I'm going to go to another caller. Say that again, please, because that's really important. That's really worth repeating.
He said, I hope everybody gets rich and famous and gets everything they've ever dreamed of so that they could finally figure out that it's the answer.
That is not the answer. Yeah. Yeah, Jackie, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
You call anytime. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And yeah, thank you. And we're going to go to our last caller, and I think I know. Yes, that's right. There we go. Welcome, Nathan. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, Nathan.
Thank you for having me on the show.
What would you like to contribute, or you have a question for your mother?
Yeah, well, I really like the topic because I feel it. I mean, there's always something going on with me, with money every day. And it's at least in my thoughts. And I was thinking about, you know, what we've been talking about, really customizing our journey and knowing what's right for us. And I just kept thinking through a lot of the show today, what is my relationship to money in any given moment? And sometimes I feel like I do have a question. So my question is, sometimes when I don't have a good relationship to money, I feel like I ignore it, or I don't think about it, or I pretend that the relationship is doesn't exist. And then if I have money, then oh yeah, now the relationship is good. So yeah, it's like I feel like I'm ignoring, or sometimes I'm not. You talked about in the beginning of the show that happiness is a practice, and sometimes I feel like I just let it go. I'm not even really working on it or looking at what is my relationship to money.
Mm-hmm.
So
ooh,
I think
okay.
Yeah, I think I could use a little bit more practice on my relationship to it and really being honest with how I feel about it. Like we talked about, what are my beliefs with it? Are they even true? And just getting real about it.
Okay. Seatbelt time.
As usual.
It came to me. This is, as usual, this just came to me when you said, what is your relationship with money? And the universe hit me. It's the same as your relationship with self.
You know, and I knew you were going to say that when you started to say, what is my relationship to money? That's good. Same for my relationship with self. Wow. Okay.
And so
the answer
and the solution is,
scratch that, the answer illusion. So the practice is acceptance.
Okay.
Whether you have money, whether you don't have money, it doesn't matter. It's same with health. What's your relationship with health? What's your relationship? It's acceptance. So the relationship
right.
with money, and what I really got, and I'm just going to be personal because I remember there was a time when if I got a big check, you know, maybe from a tax return, it was a couple thousand dollars. Ooh, yeah. And then I remember
right.
if I got a little check, you know, check for $40, oh, geez, that's nothing. And I would remember saying it, and I would remember feeling it. Wow, this is a lot of money, so I feel good. And then this is a little money, so I could even care less. And
right.
then now my practice is, and this goes from money because it's a relationship with numbers. All numbers cannot matter. Numbers, big numbers are good, small numbers are not. I'm just going to share today. I schedule these shows, and I'm able to see who listens, how many people listen. And I'm telling you, from last week, and you know, some weeks I have a lot of people, when I say a lot of people, you know, to me, over a period of time, a number can be anywhere from 20 people to 25 people. And then last week, you know how many people listened to my show? I can't even believe I'm telling you. You know how many people listen to the archive show? Five.
Oh, well, at least it's a lucky number.
But do you see what I mean? The relationship
yeah,
of
I do.
A high
yeah.
number is good and a small number is not good. It's
right.
the same with money now. I get a check for $40. I'm not saying it's high or it's low. It's just a check for $40. If I get a check, you know, with the thing going on in Vegas, if I get a check for or high number, thousands and thousands of dollars, I'm not going to be excited over it. I'm not going to be disappointed over it. I'm not going to have any reaction or any kind of change of energy or vibration, because that's what I practice now. Because that means if I get a high number, then my vibration is dependent on a number. And that kind of practice or that kind of behavior subtracts from peace. Being dependent on anything outside of self, it will affect my peace. I just got a check the other day for $37 a refund, and it was neither oh that's good or oh that's not or that's you know chump change. I would say chump change. I would think that a certain amount of money is a lot of money and a certain amount is not. I'm done with
right.
that.
It just feels like for me another reason to react to something, another reason to react to something outside of me or to put
yeah.
my happiness and my peace to put it on something else.
Yes.
And then because money happens all the time, we're always buying things and checking bank accounts and paying bills. I feel like money is such a good one to practice because that cuts out a lot of excuses to react.
That's right. And you know the other thing that I practice, and it's one of my mantras. And the universe, and I'm going to say it's for you too. I'm going to step in and say it's for you too. The universe always supplies me with everything I need. I mean, just the other, you know, a couple of weeks ago, and I borrowed money from you. I mean, you were my supply at that particular time.
Right.
I got exactly what I needed. I mean, and if I didn't, there's charge cards or whatever, but I got exactly what I needed.
So it's a trust that I get everything that I need. But back to your question, your relationship with money or anything else is based on your relationship with self. So, and that means acceptance of having money or not having money, acceptance of who you are, what you do, why you're doing it, when you're doing it. So is there an acceptance of all of that? It's either yes or no.
Right. Well, as usual, I think sometimes I do accept it, and there are times that I don't accept or I don't feel like I trust that I get everything I need. But the majority of the time, I do feel like I trust. Majority of the moments.
Yeah, and so the practice is, the question is, how do I trust more?
Right.
Just throw
right.
it out there. How do I trust more? How do I accept more? How do I let go? How do I let go of the stories? How do I trust more? How do I accept more? Especially trusting and accepting. I mean, that's it. And then I throw it out there. How do I trust? Because I don't know when I got to that point where numbers don't matter to me anymore. But I'm telling you, if I got a check tomorrow for $100,000, I'm not going to be, oh, God, I got $100,000. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to deposit it, and that's that. And it is keep it moving. And I don't have to try it. It's just who I am right now. It's what I practice and who I am right now. Because my question to the universe is, how do I accept? How do I trust? And all of a sudden, it unfolds, and it just presents itself, and I just keep it moving. I got other shit that I got to that I do, but this one, this money thing, having it or not having it, or big, this little, I got that one.
Right.
I was
well,
forced
like you said,
to get that one.
Yeah.
Forced to get that
oh,
one.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, you talk about getting peace and peace being the priority. And if peace is really the priority and we're getting presented with things that can really take away our peace, we do have to find a way to get it. Like you said, you mm-hmm. got to get over it. It's like we got to find a way through it or over it.
Mm-hmm.
If we want that peace, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I also like what you said going back to the beginning. You talked about abundance workshops and money equals freedom and how that can play into that. About that attachment, the attachment to the belief that money equals freedom. And
that's right.
I definitely, yeah, it's just easy to be attached to that because, you know, like somebody, like that first caller you had, she said, well, yeah, I would be happier if I had money because I could do this. And it seems so linear, but it doesn't necessarily apply to the moment. You're talking about peace in the moment.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, you know, that Jim Carrey quote is so interesting because and people don't want to believe it or think it. I don't know, but it's so true that the belief, the program belief of having money is going to be an answer to all the problems. And there's just so much evidence that disproves that, including new people that have won the lottery. And I mean, there's tons of horror stories about people that have won the lottery and that ruined their lives. I mean, I'm not going to be Debbie Downer, but the only thing I'm saying is money is not an answer to what you are looking for if you're seeking happiness and peace. And I'm thinking these people are seeking a feeling of feeling good about themselves and about life, and you're not going to find it with the money.
And the Jim Carrey quote is interesting, too, because he says not only money, but being famous and getting everything you want. So
yeah.
Even getting the things we want. And I'm sitting up here like, so I, even the things I want, that's
yeah.
everything.
Yes. It's
so
a great quote.
The attachment to my wants, like you say, preferences.
Well, don't tell anybody, but having wants and desires is not good.
Yeah. No, I don't want to hear that.
I know.
But I get it, though. I get it.
I know. Well, this has been a great show. I cannot believe how fast the hour went. A great hour. I had a lot of people on the line. A lot of people didn't want to talk, but you throw that topic of money. I guess sex and money, you get a lot of calls. But I don't need to do the sex topic. But the money topic is a real big one. I want to thank you for contributing. Yeah, I want to thank you for contributing, Nathan. Thank you so much for contributing. And reality, and thank everybody. And I am available for weekend workshops. Contact me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Weekend workshops, seminars, workshops. I already said that already. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, was published in 2014, and you can get that on Amazon.com. And until next time, my dear, my new book, well, my book that I'm writing now is called Program for Unhappiness, and may be published this year in 2020. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Have a conscious week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Norrington. Oh, hold on. Hold on. I love when that happens. I'm ending the show and somebody calls in. Hold on. I have a few minutes. Area code 803. What's your first name?
Hey, my name is Chris.
Chris, welcome to Reality Spirituality,
yeah.
Chris. What's your question?
How you doing? Are you seeing any money coming my way?
Do I see any money coming your way?
Yeah.
And my question is, money coming your way, and money is going to make you feel a certain way, make you feel good, make you feel bad, make you freedom. What is money going to do for you?
Get out some of my problems. It won't be there because I have money, I guess.
So you know what I'm going to ask you to do, Chris, is to listen to the rest of this to the show, because I answer all of those questions about money coming different ways and money coming and all of that. So listen to the first part of the show. All your questions will be answered because this is the end of the show right now. And thank you for calling Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get down,
bring
to get.